Well, today Top Gear has come to Brands Hatch. But today it's a competition with a difference. It's the RAC Response Disabled Driver Competition 1995. This was launched in 1991 to encourage and motivate disabled motorists throughout the country. First of all, I'm going to speak to Arthur Ledyard, who was the instigator of the whole concept. Arthur, tell us how this all came about.
Well, years ago, there used to be many competitions around the country run by different organisations, but they all faded out. So I asked the RAC to take on this job and organise a competition throughout the UK.
So how many competitors enter this?
This year, 1,651.
From the whole of the UK?
From the whole of the UK.
What's been the aim of this competition? What have you been hoping to achieve and what have you achieved from it?
To promote the skills of the disabled driver, to prove to particularly the insurance companies that disabled drivers are the equal of anyone else on the road, and insurance premiums should not be loaded at all, and they should look at the abilities and not the disabilities.
Is this in fact the problem, that in fact disabled drivers do get heavily loaded by insurance companies?
They do. In many companies, yet they're still being heavily loaded.
You mentioned earlier when we were talking off air that lady drivers are now coming into this competition more and more.
Yes, initially we had only a small number of ladies. In the last one, in 93, we only had something like, 15% were ladies. So previously, we've never had one in the final. This year, I think the percentage will be something like 30% at each heat, and we've got two in the final.
Really?
Out of the eight. This is excellent.
I believe that in parallel with this competition sponsored by the RAC, they've got this road rescue plan for disabled drivers, haven't they?
Yes, RAC Response was launched in 1987, and this is the only rescue package that is designed for the disabled traveller. I say traveller because it needn't be a driver. The criteria for being a member of RAC Response is the orange badge. You could have a family with a youngster disabled with an orange badge, so the family can be members.
Let's come back to the competition today. How's it gone today, and what are the basic breakdown bits of the event?
It's gone very well indeed. They are doing, first of all, they do a road test with an IAM examiner in the car. That lasts for about an hour. Takes in every kind of road you can find, motorway, in town, country roads, everything possible. They also have four manoeuvrability tests, which are not so easy. You've been watching them yourself. Then the most difficult one is the wall. It is polystyrene. But if you're approaching what looks like a solid wall, I think the last thing in your mind is that it's polystyrene. Unfortunately, we have seen one lady drive through it.
Road test track
and
event.
Then they go on the track event. They have the opportunity to drive round the track in their own car, and they will have here one of the Nigel Mansell School of Motoring in the car with them at the time. And I think they'll all enjoy this. In fact, so far, although the first prize of the competition is £2,500 of holiday vouchers, the main attraction is coming and driving at Brands Hatch.
Sure.
They're all winners. No matter who wins today, they're all winners. It doesn't matter.
You should be cheering in support. Come on, Dad. He's now doing the difficult bit. Reversing through the slalom.
Well, I'm talking to Gary Westerby. Gary, the rain's come down just in time for you to do your racing circuit, hasn't it?
That's right, yes. We were looking out on the dry circuit whilst we were being spoken to, but obviously everything's changed, so I hope I've got my wet weather tyres on.
So how's the day been for you so far?
Great, brilliant. More exciting than I expected, and I suspect this is going to be the most exciting.
You reckon, do?
Yeah, especially now it's rained, it could be interesting.
So, talking to Bill Kirkham now, how's the day been for you, Bill?
I've really enjoyed it. But looking back, you can see what you should have done and areas where you could have improved things.
What have you learnt then from the day so far?
I think the main thing is that you meet other disabled people who are all overcoming, in some cases, great odds to get this far in the competition, and in fact to drive. So that's the main thing, that you meet other people and talk.
Talking to Arthur, he was saying that the problem is with insurance companies, they load you because you're disabled.
That's right, yeah.
Are you finding there's no more recognition now from insurance companies that you in fact are as capable?
No, it's still happening.
Do you think this competition, whether you come first, last or in the middle of it, will enhance your ability to get a normal insurance?
I'm not sure about me personally, but I hope it will show the insurance companies that we are capable, as everyone else.
We've got Bob Nutsby. That's a very nice name, Bob.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, you can't forget it.
Well, I hope you come first. We'll remember that name, won't we?
Oh,
now, you're sitting ready to go out now, yeah. Aren't you? Do you mind me asking what your disability is?
Paraplegia.
Right, so that means you're disabled from...
the waist down.
Right, so you drive everything with hand controls in your car.
Yeah.
What do you think you get out of a day like today?
It's just good fun. You meet other people that are in the same boat as yourself, and you're richer for the experience. And if you treat it as good fun, and then you do win at the end of it, it's a bonus.
Now, a little birdie told me, Margaret, that you had the polystyrene wall that's very famous here. You kissed it a bit, didn't you?
And it was just a polystyrene wall, bricks falling down around me.
Are you looking forward to the race track?
Yes, well, having been around once, unofficially.
When did you do that, Margaret?
We were following one of the BMWs and we got lost. So we carried on round for another lap.
Jane Pelly,
you've been and done it, haven't you?
You've been round, haven't you? I've been round. How was it for you?
Fantastic.
Yeah? You want to go around again?
Yes,
don't
I do.
You want to take me now, don't you?
Yes.
Now, I've got to ask a question. You're driving your private cars around this track, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm driving my private car around this track, yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you told your insurance company?
No. Of course I haven't told them.
Nice and tight to the apex. Now let it go.
Whee!
Don't let it go too far then.
No.
Is this the bit you're enjoying the most, Jane?
Oh yes, definitely. This is the bit that I came wanting to do. The hell with the rest of it.
How have you found the drivers?
They've been good. I mean, the standard's been very high. It really has. Nobody has gone at it crazy. Yeah, yes, please. Nobody's gone at it crazy at all. Everybody's taken it within their stride and worked up to it, and it's good. It really is good. The standard is very high.
You would say, then, that it's proved the point that disabled drivers can drive just as well as normal drivers?
Absolutely. Why not? Why shouldn't they?
Better.
The 1995 Disabled Driver of the Year who gets this trophy and name on the shield, which will be remain with the RAC, and of course, not forgetting the 2.5 grand, Bob Nutsby.